I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Since it is the first Sunday of Advent today, we will continue with the Christian tradition and our tradition here at Rockwood of the lighting of the Advent candle in the Advent wreath. So we are pleased that Trish and Dabney Hansard will be doing this honor for us today. Welcome.
Isaiah the prophet cried out to God, "I wish you would open the heavens that separate us and come down, making the mountains quake because you are here. Make your name known to all who are against you. make the nations tremble because of your presence. You came before and did awesome deeds that we did not expect. You made our world shake at the sight of you. In all the history of the world, no ears have heard and no eyes have seen any God other than you. You work for those who wait for you. We wait and hope as we light this candle. Loving God, come and shine your light in the world.
We thank both of you. Let us bow in prayer together. Shall we pray? Lord, what a happy festival week we have enjoyed this past 7 days. We're grateful for the holiday known as Thanksgiving. We're grateful for the time of preparation, the going to the grocery store, the making sure everyone is coming who said they were going to come to eat at our tables. We're grateful for your placing within us the desire to say thank you and to do this on a regular basis, annually, for this great country. For we know, O Lord, how much you have blessed us. When we think of the opportunities we have in this country and then compare with other countries, we are overwhelmed at the freedoms we enjoy, the opportunities we have, and also the challenges that you give us and being citizens of America give to all of us. So with thankful hearts, we praise your name, O God. But we're quick to confess that on occasion we've taken you for granted, we've taken the food we eat for granted, and we haven't made the time to say, thank you, God. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your beneficence. Thank you for the joy that you give to us, for the privilege of loving each other and you as Christ loved the world. For you did send him to the earth to show us how to love. But we confess that we sometimes don't love each other. Sometimes we tend to want to manipulate each other. Sometimes we simply ignore each other, which is far worse, of course, than hate. For at least we're being treated as objects when we hate each other. But to ignore, to look away, means that we're acting as if the other does not exist. And we confess that at times we simply haven't made the time to listen. To listen to each other, to listen to those in need, and to listen to your church and what your church tradition has to offer us. So as we confess our sins silently, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins. So let each of us go to the Lord in prayer and lift to his throne of grace those elements of our lives which keep us from touching the hem of the Lord and Master of the universe, Jesus. Dear God, we are so thankful and so grateful that you have promised that when we confess our sins and repent from them, you will forgive us. So absolve us from all of those sins we have confessed and those in which we find ourselves not able to get ourselves away from. We beg you to send your grace that we can indeed live with what we know is simply not good. Send forth your grace, set us right before you, and let us have each moment of each day, whenever we confess and repent, let us have that new creature, that new being which you have promised. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this time, I'd like for the boys and girls to come forward. I have something we need to talk about. Would you come? Whoops, look out. Come and see me. Glad to see you. Glad you're here. Oh, boys and girls, something is different about our church today. Can you tell me what's different? Look around. What do you see? What's all this? Christmas things. And look up there at the altar. Do we see anything about Christmas up there? Oh, look at that too. Look at those pretty lights. What do you think about that? Yes, how'd they get up there? Well, you see Mr. Easter up there? He's going to take a picture of all of us, and it's going to be on the screen. Can you look around and see? Oh, my goodness, there we are. Now, what about that? Huh? Well, things have changed around here. Why? Oh, one more thing. Notice I've got a different color on. There's a different color on the altar, too. And look, a different color on the pulpit and the lectern. It's purple. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. Now, Advent comes up from a different language. It means to come. Who's coming in a few weeks? I thought you'd say that. Santa's coming. Yes. Well, do you know why Santa's coming? Give presents, huh? Yes, yes.
I'm in the mower.
Yeah, well, who else came before Santa? Jesus. Good coaching over there. Jesus came, and God loved the world so much he sent Jesus as a little baby. And that's why Santa Claus comes. It's because we are loved. We are loved. And that's why you want to give presents to people who you love. You got presents for your folks yet? You already do? Good. You got presents for your folks? Okay, that's good. Well, you see, we give presents because we love. Now, this purple is something that's important. The color purple is a royal color, and we just celebrated Christ as King last Sunday. And here he's going to be Christ the King as a little baby. And we're going to celebrate that. But purple reminds us of the kingship of Jesus and shows us how we're not kings at all. We don't live like Jesus wants us to live. So this color reminds us we need to get with a program. And so we need to repent and prepare for the coming of Santa Claus. Oh, yes, definitely Santa Claus, but Jesus who came first. So I'm glad you all have presents for your people. Good job. Let's have us a prayer. Thank you, God, for the coming of Jesus. Thank you for Advent, a time in the church year that reminds us we need to prepare. Thank you for the beautiful color of purple, which is a royal color. It's a kingly color. And when we look at purple, we remind ourselves that we lack a whole lot of being like Jesus. So help us prepare to receive the Christ in our hearts. Now be with us every step of the way and help us have a really good Advent. Amen. And thank you all for coming. Let us stand, please. Let us hear the word of the Lord. These are prophecies about our Lord's coming from the book of the prophet Isaiah. From Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14, and then from chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. So hear the prophecy of Isaiah. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "How now, you house of David? Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And from chapter 11. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra. And the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen. And here end these readings from God's most holy word. In response to hearing the word and knowing the ministry and mission of the church, we have an opportunity to support the church and its mission by the giving of God's tithes and God's offerings. Will the ushers come? Thank you. grateful hearts, O God, that we give back to you your tithe and our offering. Use this money, indeed use us, to further your work throughout this church, the community, indeed, the whole world. Amen. You may be seated. In this holiest of seasons, we look back and remember. We think of the world waiting for hundreds of years while God was silent. We think of that silence being ended not by the cry of a prophet, the proclamation of a high priest, or the writings of a scribe. It is the simple statement of an angel to a young Jewish maiden. You are highly favored. You will have a son. You are to call him Jesus. The scene changes. We are transported to the hills near Bethlehem. And once again, an angel appears. Do not be afraid, he says to the shepherds. I bring good news to you and to all people. Today, in David's city, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, Christ, the Lord. These men have heard thunder roll across those hills. They've seen lightning streak through the darkness and turn midnight into day. But nothing, nothing they have ever witnessed has prepared them for what happened next.
Oh,
have a song to sing because God has sent a Savior to the world. This glorious news caused angels to fill the skies with praise and sent shepherds searching through the night to find him. It is a proclamation that calls every believing heart to come and to witness the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us. Told the shepherds they would find the Savior if they just looked for him. And that's what happened. They discovered him lying in a manger. The thought of that scene still brings us hope and peace after all these years.
For our pain.
Though the shepherds were the first to worship Jesus that night in the stable, his birth did not go unnoticed by everyone else. In a distant land, wealthy, educated men saw the star that announced his coming and recognized the sign. Something incredible had taken place. It became their mission to find him, to offer him treasure, and to worship at his feet.
Journey ends in the night, breathing.
Mary knew the prophecies the prophets of old had made about the coming one who would be the salvation of Israel. She remembered the angel's words to her. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. In the stable that night, she saw men bow at his feet in worship. But the reality is that Mary didn't know all that we know. She didn't know the wonders he would perform, the people he would touch and heal and deliver, the way he would care for the poor and the outcast, the stories he would tell, the truth he would teach, or the sacrifice he would one day make. She held Jesus and she loved him. But there was so much about him that was beyond her comprehension.
Thank you.
those of us who follow the Savior who was born that holy night, our greatest joy and our highest calling is to come to know him better, to trust him more, to be more like him. Today we know the story that took him to a cross, the story that left an empty tomb. He is our King and our Lord, and we worship him.
Above all.
We are invited today to come and to meet the Messiah. Come to the manger and see him, God in the flesh. Hear the angels proclaim his birth. Watch the shepherds and the wise men worship him. Come and believe that he is the hope of the world. Discover the joy of Christmas, the joy that Jesus brings. Stand for the benediction. Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for this musical presentation. Thank you for all of our musicians. Thank you for the congregation here, so attentive, so willing to listen, and having been filled with your grace through music. We are fortunate. And now, O God, dismiss all of us with your blessings. May we depart from the Lord's house in joy and in thanksgiving. Let us prepare now for the coming of the Christ at Christmas. Help us each moment of each day enjoy our salvation by sharing it with others. And may we once again visit the Christ child in the stable. May we once again observe the wise men giving gifts. And may all of us, with the angels, proclaim that Christ has come to save the world. Go in peace.